It's 88.5 FM, and we are happy to welcome back the Lone Bellow to the studio. Welcome.
Hey. Yeah.
Big news on this Friday, Walk Into a Storm will be awaiting all of our listeners for acquisition. By that, I mean purchase, either physically, which I prefer because I'm a Luddite, or go ahead and get it digitally. And you may pre-order it now at various sites across America. But in the meantime, the Lone Bellow are here today to perform selections from it and for us to just get caught up with old friends. I guess one of the big things that happened since we last saw you and we last spoke was you relocated to Nashville.
Yeah.
And what was the overall driving sentiment behind the move?
I think I had a good friend in New York that's 10 years older than me. And he was explaining to me just like quality of life with family while your kids are in your house. And that started this ripple effect of conversations with people in the music industry, and just came to the conclusion that the location of Nashville, you can be home a lot more like while you're touring, you know. So in Brooklyn, I love Brooklyn. It'll always be home. But my kids were changing so much because I have to be gone so long. So now that we're in Nashville, we can go home a lot more, and I can't argue with time.
Well, you know, Zach, Kaneen, and Brian are joining us, and also Orion is with us,
yeah,
which is Kaneen's son, and I imagine that family part, you know, plays a big part in your sense of, you know, raising a child and the difference between city living and, well, even though Nashville, I guess you guys are living in East Nashville, right, pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
But you still get a little more elbow room down there, don't you?
Oh, for sure. We all have our own yards, which is incredible.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I try to grow pumpkins. And
oh, doesn't everyone?
I accidentally grew a pumpkin.
The plants grow like 30 feet long.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I hear that they come back, I'm afraid.
What do you think, you have haunted pumpkins?
There's a pumpkin growing in my compost pile.
She said you smell like cigarettes, just like the one I left. You never comb your hair, I always make your bed. Said we should stop the talk, I did a few weeks ago. You're like a landmine lost, I don't know where you'll explode. Come break my heart again, so said all your words are wrong, they just fall off your tongue. It's like you can't be caught, it's like I can't be found. Said you're the luckiest, you should be real proud. When you get real loud, it's just the sweetest sound. Come break my heart again. So
I won't be one other thing that took place in Nashville is that it allowed you to unite with a guy who's probably certainly one of the most productive and acknowledged producers of our time, Dave Cobb. How did that connection get made?
That connection was made through, we had Anderson East out on the road with us, and it was Anderson, but also the Murray brothers. He's got these two idiot brothers in his band that are like some of the greatest humans on earth.
They were just here last week.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah. So Scotty and Johnny.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody needs to make a documentary about those guys. They've been touring together for like 20 years. They're amazing. Anyway, they told us about Cobb, and we met him and saw the old studio that he took over, the old RCA studios that Chet Atkins built back in the 60s. And I don't know, we just really connected with him, and that was really cool. And I mean, a lot happened in the wave of going into making the record. We went through some trying times as humans, and I think that especially Cobb's graciousness with helping us, and really the music community helping us as well, found its way into these recordings and into these sounds. So it's been a pretty special time for us.
Rushing through my veins, only God and Mama knew my name. All the lies I thought that I became, buried like the light into the day. Trouble tied to a feather. We'll make it out alive with all these pages left to rewrite. Drag my feet under this blue sky. Burn the pages and say goodbye.
Trouble tied to a feather.
As you go on the road with your fans, it seems like you're forming a real family bond with them as well.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
I think it's incredible. I mean, to have anybody sing after years of trying to figure out how to sing music in front of people and then going out to a city you've never been and them singing along with you incredible. Since the beginning with us singing as a trio, I remember the first time we sang together, and it felt like the audience was like wanted to be involved. So we've always been like really honest and trying to be honest, and that's the most important thing in the work we do. And the audience kind of tends to carry that in a live setting with us. It's become like a thing on the road that is very special to me.
Time's always lean, hearing on my door, saying goodbye, pacing my floor. I can't seem to tell her the reason she was staying. Time's always leaving, let her go on the way. Time's always leaving, never takes off her clothes, packing her bags, never leaving her note. Seems I'm always believing she'll stay for the night, but time's always leaving before I can tell her to stay, stay. I'm not through with her yet. I'm afraid of a morning, morning, and I dread a sunset. Time's always leaving, sneaking peeks at her watch, always whispering sweet little lies about her thoughts. Always saying everything's gonna be alright, but time and time again, I give up the fight. I tell her to stay, stay, I'm not through with her yet. I'm afraid of a morning, morning, and I dread a sunset. Oh, time, won't you take? You're all I got left. I'm a man on my knees. Begging you, please. Oh, you just have to leave. Oh, take with you my regret. Slip away for the blame on her. I slip away for the weight on her. I slip away with her now. Yeah. I'm tell her to stay, stay. I'm not through with her yet. I'm afraid of a morning, morning, and I dread a sunset.
Tonight, you're going to be performing at the Grammy Museum. Yeah. Great room. And if you have not seen this band live, oh, please, please. If you've ever trust me on this one. Go see the Lone Bellow in concert. It is a experience. Once again, great to see you guys.
Thanks,
and the new album, Walk Into a Storm. It's one that should be in your collection. And thanks for coming.
Thank you.